Good morning, everybody. It's 8:47 at 100.7 WHUD. Casey, tell everybody who's in the studio
God,
with us.
Oh, my God, she's so funny. Taylor Tomlinson, comedian. Welcome to the Mike and Casey Show.
Thank you so much. Good to be here. I appreciate you watching one of my videos on silent right next to me. That was quite the experience.
I had to find out if you were funny. And, my God,
I love when people find out when I'm already here in person. That was so much pressure.
Talk about cutting it close.
I know. I was sitting here for 60 seconds going like, oh, man, I hope she doesn't ask me to leave at the end of this clip.
Wouldn't it be funny? It's like she just gives me this cut sign and I have to have you and security out of the building.
Yeah, exactly. She does a little motion with her hand. She's like, you know what? I'm feeling ill. I think we should just, let's call a sick day. I think we got to wrap it up. We ran out of time.
So Taylor Tomlinson, last night was your first appearance at Levity Live.
Nyack. Yes, it was.
So what did you think?
I thought it was great. It's a great show, great club. Everyone was really fun, audience-wise, and the guys on the show with me are great and cannot complain at all.
Well, we'd like to hear you complain, actually.
Do you? Oh, yeah. Is that kind of your guys' shtick here? No. We're the complaining station.
Oh, what are you pointing at me for?
That's yours. Do you take care of the complaints?
That's true.
And counting things. But those guys...
Those are very specific.
He does. He counts.
Very specific duties you've assigned
him. I have no talent. All I can do is count and complain. That's it.
But you're really good at it. Both. Those guys on that bill with you are very, very lucky.
Oh, they're very funny, too. They're very good.
How did you get so far so fast? You are 24 years old.
I am 24, yeah. I started when I was 16, and I think when you're young and you can do anything, even semi-all right, people are just impressed. It's like being young and being able to do stand-up is like being a dog that can skateboard. They're just like, oh, wow, I didn't expect you to be able to do that. Well, okay, but it's not really good skateboarding. No, but it's a dog. We're impressed it can do anything, you know? So I think that's a good portion of it is just people going like, you're how old? Oh, you're better than I thought.
All right, so when you're 40,
yeah,
you really got to be good by then.
Yeah.
Then they're going to hold you up to a different level.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm really going to work the next 16 years. I've been coasting for sure, but now I start trying.
Right.
Yeah, now I start trying.
So I was just watching a clip from Conan.
Yes.
And if you've done the late night circuit, like what's been your favorite stop along the way so far?
Conan's the only late night show I've done so far. We're doing Fallon next month, but yeah, so that's been the only one. And I wanted to do Conan for, you know, years, and it was like the perfect experience. Like it was everything you wanted it to be and more, which is so nice. Like that never happens when you like achieve dreams. Like dreams are always a disappointment, you know, just like heroes always fall and are disappointing, and this was like the perfect thing. It was a great day and a great experience. I loved it.
And you killed, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you. I hope so. I mean, are you asking? I think you're asking.
Well, no,
I'm like, yes, I did. Thank you. Yes, I did.
Of course I did.
To go to YouTube and just Google YouTube Taylor Tomlinson Conan.
Well, but wait till she's done here live on the Mike and Casey
exactly
show.
Exactly that.
Right. Yeah.
All we do is promote Conan. I don't understand.
I love it because you watched it. You turned it on and you go, oh, you're so much cuter in person. And I was like, I'm wearing lipstick in that video. I got an hour of sleep. Do I look different?
You look like a redhead.
I look like a redhead? Oh, I think that was the lighting.
Okay.
In there. I look like a redhead in that clip.
You did. Yeah, you look like a redhead, and you looked about 32.
I look 32?
I think so.
In that video?
And
really?
You were adorable.
And I'm the one that complains?
Look, you guys, if you go to YouTube and you look up Taylor Tomlinson Conan, just take like, you know, 8 years off my age. Nine, actually. I was 23 at the time. Take 9 years off my age and know that my hair is not
blonde.
Red. Yes.
It's
yes.
Blonde. And you're a California girl.
I am,
and
yes.
And did you get to talk to Conan at all? What's he like?
Yeah, he's very nice. He like came behind the curtain like kind of right before you go out and just was like, this crowd is very nice and you got here and you deserve to be here and you're very funny and like, you know, he's just, you know, it's real nice. But yeah, people always ask about TV stuff. They're like I did Last Comic Standing and they're like, was Roseanne and Norm nice? I'm like, they did not let them talk to us. Mm-hmm. Like there's no interacting with these like famous people on these shows. It's just, you're just there to kind of do your set and leave. And, but yeah, the very brief interaction I had with him, very nice guy.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Unlike Mike and Casey show where we berate you and tell you that you look better in person because the video was
awful.
Hey,
I'll take it. I mean, it's fine. Like, that was great. That's like showing up to a Tinder date and they're like, you know what? You're better than your photo. And you're like, yeah, I lowballed you on the photo so you wouldn't be disappointed.
I really haven't laughed that hard in a long, long time.
Oh, that's so
nice. I've never seen her laugh like that. I've been with her for 18 plus years and she's never laughed like
that. Wow, thank you.
You know, because all I do is count and complain. So what's there to laugh about, really?
Like he just said, 18 years. He's counting.
Yeah, that's incredible. Oh, there you go. Look at that. You are nailing it.
All right. So we're talking with Taylor Tomlinson. You're at Levity Live. Give us do you know the schedule for the rest of the weekend for you?
I do, yes. There's two shows tonight at 7:30 and 9:30, I believe. And then tomorrow it's 7 and 9:30. And then Sunday is 7. So we got five more shows.
All right. And then are you doing any other shows in the area? You're going back to California.
I'm going back to California on Monday. Yeah,
sounds like you can't get out fast enough.
You did. Well, no, I mean you
I have
go
a plane
out. Everyone
waiting for me outside Levity Live. It's on the roof of the Palisades there.
Oh, that's the dream right there, having a helicopter to take you away. I just got to go back for a few days, and then I go somewhere else, and then it's just back and forth a lot, back and forth a lot.
Well, the late great John Panette, who we had it sitting right
sat
where you
right
were.
The seat.
He was such a great guy, and he said, they pay me to travel.
Yes.
I do the comedy for free.
Yes, I reference that quote all the time. Yeah, yeah. You don't get paid to do comedy, you get paid to travel, and the travel is the hardest part for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Being on stage is like your reward almost for sitting on a Southwest flight for 12 hours.
And you know she's used to traveling. She walked in, she took off her shoes. Which
I did.
I think was a very nice touch.
I took off my shoes. I'm wearing a neck pillow, and my breath is terrible on purpose. And I keep whispering to everyone when we go off the air.
Well, we want to get everybody over to Levity Lives. There's two shows tonight and two shows tomorrow and then one on Sunday.
Yes, that is correct.
And you got to go see Taylor Tomlinson. She is so funny. I'm talking about you in the third person.
I know. I love it. I'll take it.
As if you've already left. You put on your shoes and got in the helicopter and flew away.
Do we have tickets?
I think we can give away some tickets, can't we?
Sure. I don't know.
Mac?
I don't.
Mac says yes.
Mac says yes.
Mac, the security guard, says yes.
Yeah. He doesn't say a word. He just shakes his head.
Yeah.
Affirmative.
You guys were so impressed that somebody drove me here. And I was like, oh no, now I feel guilty about it. Yeah, because since I'm under 25, it is astronomically expensive
to rent a car.
Yeah, right. And rightfully so. Anyone under 25 should be paying extra to do anything. we're garbage. We are garbage people.
Your brains aren't fully formed yet. That's all.
Well, they're not. And you know what? It's hard. Like, I have friends that are having children before they turn 25. And I'm like, your brain isn't done. You are not fully cooked. Like, I'm not going to have kids before I turn 25. Because what if I have a bunch of kids? I just, like, pop out a whole litter of them. And then I become someone who shouldn't have children. You know? Like a heroin addict or
too
a pageant
late.
Mom.
Right.
Like, somebody bad who doesn't deserve it. So I'm going to wait until my brain is, like, fully fleshed out, yeah. I think. And figure out who I am first.
She's so sensitive. Sensible.
Yeah,
really
no,
sensible.
It really is. For a comedian, she's making a lot of sense.
Thank you so much.
So we'll send somebody to see you tomorrow night in what show? Like 7 o'clock show? Probably
yep,
the early
there's
show?
Seven, yeah, sure. All let's right. do it.
Mac,
so,
let's Mac go, says yes.
Mac says
yeah.
yes.
Check with Mac. Mac, all right, good. He's giving us the okay.
All right, so two tickets to Levity Live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Palisade Center Mall.
Okay.
Call number 7 right now.
Very good.
You ready?
Yes, ready.
1-877-274-9483.
I am now your biggest fan, and I am so happy I met you.
Oh,
you are
my
one
goodness.
Funny young lady. I wish you so much continued success.
Oh, you made my morning. Thank you.
Google the Conan. You're going to cry.
No, I'm crying already. Cry. You know me, I'm crying. That's the other thing I do. I count,
complain.
I complain, and then I cry.
Yeah.
Oh, the big three
yeah.
C's.
Yeah. Those are the big ones.
Well, look at all the people trying to win tickets to see you tomorrow.
Oh,
night.
Wow. This is impressive.
Oh,
all right. Are we
going to
pick it up
themselves.
Right now?
Yeah. We love that you came by and got up early and that Mac had to get up even earlier and that he'll drive
yeah,
back.
Mac's the real hero this morning.
Yeah.
Let's be real. I just kind of sat there dozing while he navigated. So I didn't even navigate. I just sat there.
Well, yeah,
like
you don't
a
know
lump.
Where you're going. How can
no,
you navigate?
Well, anyone can navigate with, like, you know, a phone now.
I think you should take a right here.
Yeah.
End up in New Jersey.
I'm like, have you tried this road down into these woods? He's like, maybe just be quiet. Maybe just be quiet for 40 minutes.
All right, Taylor Tomlinson, thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take call number 7, and we want to congratulate all the people on the Today Show.
Oh, yes. Have a good time.
Yeah, check out the pictures at WHUD.com's Facebook page. Right. Darius Rucker, entertaining.
I actually like hearing different genres.
One great song after another for Westchester and the Hudson Valley.
You guys want mood drink, you listen to different stuff.
It keeps the vibe up.
Helps me relax.
I love music, so it makes me happy.
100.7
WHUD.
She sits alone by a lamppost, trying to find a thought that's escaped her mind.